Looking into the sky on a clear, dark night, you might see the brilliant band of light that we call the Milky Way. What you would actually be looking at is the outer edge of our galaxy. The Milky Way is a flattened, lens-shaped system that probably looks something like this. It contains roughly 100 billion stars, one of which is the Sun. In comparison to other stars, the Sun is nothing out of the ordinary. Many of the other 100 billion stars in the Milky Way have planets revolving around them as well. And moreover, the Milky Way is just one of billions of other galaxies. Could there be life somewhere else in the universe? Let's make what many scientists would call a conservative estimate. If out of all the planets in the universe, only 1/10,000 of 1% of them harbors a technical civilization, the universe would still contain over 100 trillion civilizations. The energy for our civilization is supplied by the sun. It is the source of all of our food, our warmth, and our light. Ancient cultures worshiped the sun as a god. The sun contains over 99% of the mass of the solar system. It is the only object in our solar system that provides its own illumination. In the sun's core, temperatures reach 15 million degrees Celsius. It is here that hydrogen is changed into helium. This creates an enormous release of energy, radiating from the core to the surface and then on into space. This energy is known to us as sunlight. There are three identifiable layers of the sun. The layer that we can see from Earth is called the photosphere. This area, with a temperature of approximately 5,500 degrees Celsius, is cooler than the core. Beyond the photosphere, extending outward for about 6,000 kilometers, is a bright halo called the chromosphere. This layer, and the most distant layer called the corona, can be seen from Earth only during a total solar eclipse. The corona actually extends out as far as Jupiter, and the Earth lies within it. This extended corona is referred to as the solar wind. Other features of the sun include prominences which are jets of gas that shoot outward from the chromosphere, sometimes for millions of kilometers. And sunspots, cooler areas on the photosphere that stretch as much as 50,000 kilometers across. Sunspots seem to occur in 11-year cycles. They are usually surrounded by solar flares, sudden leaps of brightness that send out streams of protons and electrons. Solar flares can affect radio communications and compass needles on Earth. Of the 9 planets in our solar system, Mercury, Venus, the Earth, and Mars are known as the inner planets because they are closest to the sun. All of these planets have solid surfaces, the most dense of which are found on the Earth and Mercury. Mercury, the smallest of the planets, is also the closest to the sun. Mercury takes only 88 Earth days to revolve around the sun. Most of what we know about Mercury comes from the space probe Mariner 10, which came within a few hundred miles of the planet's surface in 1974 and 1975. Photographs from Mariner 10 show that Mercury, much like our moon, has a surface riddled with craters, mountains, ridges, and valleys. Instruments on the probe detected a weak magnetic field, which suggests that the planet has a large iron-rich core. Mariner also revealed that Mercury has an exceptionally thin atmosphere incapable of supporting any known life form. During the day, temperatures on Mercury reach 330 degrees Celsius, but at night they dip to a minus 183 degrees Celsius. On its way to Mercury, Mariner 10 passed Venus, the second planet from the Sun. Named for the Roman goddess of beauty, Venus is the brightest planet in Earth's night sky. At various times during Earth's year, Venus can be seen with naked eye. It sometimes appears as the evening star, and at other times as the morning star. Venus is the closest planet to the Earth, yet we knew little about it until the Space Age. This is because the surface of Venus is hidden by a dense, cloudy atmosphere of carbon dioxide and sulfuric acid. Before space exploration, many people believed that beneath Venus's atmosphere there might be oceans and perhaps life forms. But space probes have shown only a barren, rocky surface. In this solar system, life forms have been found only on the Earth. The Earth is the third planet from the Sun. It is the only planet in our solar system with conditions conducive to life as we know it. Its temperature, its oxygen-rich atmosphere, and its waters, which cover 4/5 of the surface, all support and sustain life. Every 24 hours, the Earth completes one rotation on its axis, and every 365 days, it completes one revolution around the Sun. The Moon is our planet's only natural satellite. And it is the only extraterrestrial body that people have visited. In the late 1960s and early 70s, American astronauts landed on the Moon several times as part of the Apollo program. Some astronauts rode along its surface in a small vehicle called a lunar rover. Astronauts also collected rocks and dirt from the Moon and performed numerous experiments. Mars, the fourth planet from the Sun, has been visited by unmanned spaceflights. Known to the ancients by its red color, Mars was named after the Roman god of war. Until the 1960s, it was considered a likely candidate for hosting some form of life. But the Mariner and Viking space probes found none. The atmosphere on Mars is 95% carbon dioxide. And its rocky, cratered landscape is patched with ice and covered with gigantic canyons. Two very small satellites, or moons, revolve around Mars. These irregularly shaped bodies may be asteroids that were captured by the planet's gravitational pull. The next planet past Mars is Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system and the fifth from the Sun. Jupiter's volume is over 1,300 times greater than the Earth's. Its mass is greater than the masses of all the other planets combined. Despite its immensity, Jupiter is much less dense than the Earth. It is a gaseous planet, primarily made up of hydrogen and hydrogen compounds like methane and ammonia. One of the most interesting features of Jupiter is the Great Red Spot. No one knows why this spot is red, but astronomers think it is a huge storm moving across the surface of the planet. At times, this spot is larger than the entire surface area of the Earth. Jupiter has 16 known satellites, some of which are solid rock, others of which are largely ice. Io has its own atmosphere and volcanic eruptions. Jupiter possesses an exceptionally strong magnetic field, 10 times stronger than the Earth's. Beyond Jupiter is Saturn. It too is composed largely of gases. Though it is the second largest planet in the solar system, its average density is less than that of water. It has been said that if Saturn were dropped into a giant ocean, it would float. Saturn's rings are thought to be composed of either ammonia ice or ice-covered particles. Though the entire ring system measures 272,000 kilometers from one side to the other, the rings themselves are extremely thin, less than 4 kilometers deep. Saturn has 19 known satellites. The largest of these, Titan, has an atmosphere as dense as Earth's. Titan is larger than the planet Mercury. The next planet after Saturn is Uranus. Uranus is the 7th planet from the Sun, and like Saturn, it is circled by rings. The rings of Uranus, however, are dark. Uranus was discovered in 1781. 65 years later, another gaseous planet, Neptune, was found by astronomers. The existence of Neptune had been predicted by mathematical calculations based on the orbit of Uranus. Similar in size to Uranus, Neptune has 2 known moons. When astronomers noticed that both Neptune and Uranus moved in unusual ways, they thought this might be due to the gravitational pull of yet another planet. In 1930, they found the planet and named it Pluto. Besides the planets, there are other bodies like comets in our solar system. Comets have dazzled people for ages, yet actually, they are just masses of dirt and ice that orbit the Sun. It is not clear how they originated, but some astronomers think that a great comet cloud exists further out in the solar system beyond the orbit of Pluto. Occasionally, a comet will swing in toward the Sun and become visible on its journey. Meteoroids are small fragments of matter moving through space. When one of these fragments comes in contact with the Earth's upper atmosphere, it creates friction with the air molecules, and at night appears to us as a shooting star. Meteorites are the remains of meteors that strike the Earth before completely burning up. Here we see an aerial view of a crater that was formed when a large meteorite hit the Earth over 10,000 years ago. The crater is 1.2 kilometers in diameter. As we've seen, the objects that make up our solar system are extremely diverse. Remember that the solar system is only a tiny speck in our galaxy, and that our galaxy occupies roughly only 1/10 billionth of the universe. People have studied the universe for thousands of years, yet we still have infinitely more questions than we have answers.